Matt had lost all track of time as they dipped between mountains, flew along a narrow valley, over a lake, and there, stretched out in all directions, was the green and brown carpet of the rainforest. They'd been flying low over the jungle for a while. It was like skimming above heads of broccoli, the vegetation was so dense. There were occasional breaks, rivers and streams, even once a narrow road snaking through, but for the most part, the jungle was uninterrupted. Then suddenly, the vegetation seemed to surge towards them. A mountain thrust up out of the jungle, its top a ragged plateau, as if it had been bitten off. The jungle clung to the slopes, so that until they were relatively close, it was hidden against the backdrop of the jungle floor. There was what looked like a small rectangle of grey at the base of the mountain. It was only as they approached that Matt realized how enormous this clearing was, like a giant patio in the middle of a neglected garden. Closer still, the rotors throbbing through the thick earphones Matt was wearing, and the grey resolved itself into stone. And on the stone stood broken walls and ruined buildings. The helicopter banked, throwing Matt heavily against Robin, but neither of them noticed. They were staring out of the cabin window. Because now, as they angled round the mountain, they were close enough to see the white, foaming torrent of water that gushed from the upper slope of the mountain and crashed down in a tremendous waterfall into a clear blue lake beside the grey stone ruins. "Where does the water come from?" Matt wondered in amazement. She could not have heard him, but Catherine shouted the answer above the sound of the engines.
"The mountain is an extinct volcano. The plateau might look solid, but under the vegetation is a huge caldera. The mountain is almost hollow. Several streams and small rivers feed into it, and the rainwater builds up. It's forced out through the waterfall. Spectacular, isn't it?" she added unnecessarily.
End of Disc 3.